Can you hear it? Good morning, everybody. Great to see you. Great to be together. So we are still in the midst of counting the 49 days of the Omer. And lucky for us, on Friday mornings, it's always chesed because of the pattern of the Omer. So we're in chesed. And we're in week four, the first day of week four, which is Netzach. Netzach is endurance, sometimes eternity. So it has some kind of force and commitment in it. So it seems to me that our whole practice of counting the Omer is to make each day count and each life count. And each moment count. And that's really the challenge of our mindfulness practice, to make each moment count, each breath, and to awaken right in the midst of this life, this crazy life sometimes. So today the Hebrew calendar is asking us to get curious about how Netzach, endurance, mixes eventually with each of the seven valences of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. And what a relief to come together this morning to dedicate ourselves, right, in a Netzach way, to make our lives count. And in this practice, we do that by simply showing up for each other, and with curiosity on how we're being guided or guided, showing up for this moment of awakening. Hineni, here I am. We show up to watch this process of selfing. When closely observed, the self becomes part of the one and only self, the unfolding of being. The I am, the yud hey vav hey, the the breathing in, knowing I'm breathing in, breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. We show up to bring compassion to this moment of being alive. We see the deep delight and overwhelming disasters of being human on a wild planet. A planet and a life where almost everything is beyond our control. Perhaps except for one thing. How do we relate to this moment unfolding? Whatever is arising. Can we be with what can be known in this instant? And can we be with not knowing? So this is the 22nd day of counting the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 1 day. Netzach is also the ability to withstand challenge and setbacks. So how does it mix with Chesed, this day of loving kindness? Without Netzach, endurance, loving kindness can't flower. And without loving kindness, Netzach founders. This is a pretty useful instruction for our practice. We come back again and again to this breathing body, this moment of being alive, an aliveness that connects us to our source. This meditation is really both a teacher and a test of endurance. How many times must we sit in awareness of repetitive stories of our individual, ancestral, and collective conditioning? Over and over, we commit anew to bringing love, chesed, to what must be endured, netzach. This day of the Omer says that right in the middle of enduring the tough stuff of an individual and global life on a planet hurtling through unfathomable space, that is Netzach. We recognize habitual judgments of ourselves, others, and the world, disappointments and outrage. We allow our heart to break with what we are asked and tasked to endure. And we allow the heart to mend with chesed, loving kindness. The personal stories, the collective stories arise and get expressed in our bodies. So when we return to pay attention to this breathing body, breathing in, breathing out, we bring curiosity and kindness to whatever is manifest in this body, heart, mind, breath. This practice is so Netzach. We sit still with it all. And we notice judgments, yearning, impatience. And we bring chesed to the whole gamut of this human experience. For example, here I am, a meditation teacher, and I can barely sit still with a single breath. Oh no, the ego wants to hide whatever it considers its shortcomings. But it's a merciless taskmaster. Improve, do better. But Chesed says, no, darling. Mazel tov, bubala, for noticing and learning to forgive over and over and over. Chesed teaches it's a victory to notice, not to get rid of these judgments. Chesed says notice the judgment without being caught in the judgment. Netzach says only come back each time in tshuva, returning to what is, which is one of the names of the divine. Come back to this one breath before the next mind loop. And chesed brings love and even joyful laughter to it all. We especially invite chesed to soften the no. This is not what I want. This is not how I want to be. This is not how I want the world to be, or even you to be. I definitely want this world to be less cruel and painful. And Netzach is what helps us endure this bewildering life. It beseeches us to hold it all in kind awareness, which is what turns no into just one more thing to be noticed with love. Netzach can also mean eternity, which cannot be described in the narrative mind, although it never stops trying. Can we let ourselves be held in loving kindness of chesed in the midst of the eternity of Netzach? Chesed shebenetzach strikes me of Sylvia Boorstein's famous can I greet this moment as a friend? And no is definitely a fine answer when held in chesed. Netzach asks, asks, can I deepen my commitment to this practice? Can I show up for each of you? Can I show up for that which is breathing me into being right now? Netzach asks, how much can I bear to be with this moment, this life, this world? And Chesed answers, don't worry, Bubala, there's love for you and for all that's bubbling up inside you and surrounding you. You are an inescapable part of divine love, an intricate part of all creation. So this is something that has struck me as I grapple with a diagnosis that I received last week when I turned, what's 2 weeks ago maybe by now, when I turned 72, and that's not the diagnosis, being 72. That's a celebration. And I celebrated my birthday with my family, my colleagues, and after some months of cognitive neurological testing, there's fear as I say that, the diagnosis that I have is MCI, mild cognitive impairment, which actually jives with how I've been trying to grapple with gaps in memory that compromise my perception and functioning. So how to be Netzach, to bear the challenges of increasing confusion and forgetting? When I ask that question, what shouts back to me is Chesed, love. The love we share within the difficulty of endurance, Netzach, the Chesed of each one of our lives. The Netzach of our commitment to our practice and to each other and to love itself. Who knows how life will unfold? But the strong scaffolding of love and commitment, Chesed Shebenetzach, makes the future seem less frightening. There is so much unknowable regarding how our lives will unfold, whether or not we have a diagnostic name for it. And my hope is that our Netzach commitment to our practice and to each other will make Chesed love possible. And what else could matter? Here's Simon Jacobson on Netzach. Endurance is a combination of determination and tenacity. It's a balance of patience, persistence, and guts. I can identify with that. Endurance is also being reliable and accountable. Without endurance, any good endeavor or intention has no chance of success. Endurance means to be alive, to be driven by what counts. It's the readiness to fight for what we believe, to go all the way. And without such commitment, any undertaking remains flat and empty. This requires that endurance be closely examined to ensure that it's used in a healthy and productive manner. But for anything to endure, it needs to be loved. A neutral or indifferent attitude will reflect in a marginal commitment. And if you have difficulties making commitments, examine how much love and how much you enjoy the object of what requires your commitment. Do I love my work, my family, my choices? For endurance to be effective, it needs to be caring and loving. Endurance without love can be counterproductive. Out of sheer determination, one might become controlling, demanding, driving others away. For endurance to be successful, it needs loving and caring. an attitude of loving and caring and patience and patience and patience. Does my endurance cause me to be or seem to be inflexible? Do others cooperate with me out of sheer force of my will and drive, or out of love? Is my endurance unloving? Do I want to get my way? Do I want to, and in the course of that, allow others to be hurt? When my endurance prevails, am I still loving? Even when I defend myself and others against unhealthy influences, am I driven by love or hate? So let's come back to this breathing body right now. This moment of being alive. Nestled within this enduring divine flow of reality, can we experience the expression of love itself, growing, a growing sense of faith and trust, as Chesed in Netzach faithfully breathes us into being with love. So let's sit for a moment or two before we open it up to share our thoughts and insights.